There would barely be a landholder in southern Queensland who doesn't have their sights firmly set on the sky this weekend. Falls of more than 25 millimetres would transform the outlook for many farmers and graziers. Mixed farmer David Jensen is out in his truck on his property about 50 kilometres north of Roma and says it's starting to look promising.
Clouds coming in from the north, little floaters coming in, starting to get low. It's only just started to cloud over in the last half an hour. Looking to the west, we're on the eastern side of it at the moment, and yeah, we've got our fingers crossed. Been out this morning, pulled a couple of motors out of dams just in case it does something silly and the gullies run, and save me pulling them out later on while they're underwater.
You're one of Queensland's westernmost grain farmers as well. How are the crops looking?
Well, we only put 500 odd acres in out of 1,000 acres this year, Cassie. We didn't have the moisture, and we've eaten one paddock off, but we thought we'd better get something back before the ruse completely demoralised us and pigs, and we've got another 300 odd acres waiting to get drink, and if nothing comes of this, well, cattle will be on that next week.
People in southern Queensland might still be waiting on tenterhooks for rain, but it has started falling in the west, as Lydia Burton has found.
Western Queensland has been split in half, with rain falling on some roofs while others remain dry. That has been indicative of every shower of rain that has been around Western Queensland this year. But the rain that is about is still very patchy. The main rain event is expected to be later today, but already there has been some falls. An hour north of Longreach, around Muttaburra, there have been 10 millimetres so far, which is said to do more harm than good to what little pasture is left on the ground, because it's not sufficient enough to grow new grass and it can damage the quality of the existing grass. However, there have been some nice falls around the southwest of the state. Kylie Rutledge from Mobile near Quilpie received a nice soaking 35 mils and it's still raining. She says it's been a long time coming.
We'd had rain back in at the end of February, Lydia, so that was the first rain we'd had since the previous July. So you can imagine the level of excitement that happened when we woke up yesterday morning and there was drizzly rain on the roof. It was just wonderful.
Isn't it the best sound in the world? How much has fallen, Kylie?
We've had 35 mils now. We had 10 yesterday and then another 25 just since last night.
So what will this mean now for you guys?
Well, it will mean great big smiles on our faces, and with our lambs literally dropping on the ground as we speak, it's just wonderful. It couldn't be a more amazing start to spring for us.
In the far west and northwest of the state, many shires have been drought declared since the 1st of April last year, and unfortunately, there is no sign of reprieve on the radar. It's not only the country that's dry. Mount Isa's main water supply, Lake Mundara, is again at perilously low levels as drought continues across the vast majority of the northwest. Only two shires, Carpentaria and Bourke, had drought declarations lifted after the monsoon season, but even that was patchy at best for many areas. The rain that had been hoped for this week has not arrived. There's been 0.4 millimetres recorded at Richmond overnight, and the Weather Bureau says the best hope is for showers at Julia Creek and maybe to the east of Boulia. In the north and far north of Queensland, there are many in the same predicament.
That's right, Lydia. In the north, it's the age-old problem of rain falling where it's not wanted and nary a drop where it's needed most. With the Flinders, Etheridge, Charters Towers and Croydon shires still in the grip of drought, graziers are eyeing that upper trough moving across from the Northern Territory and hoping there's something in it for them. Meanwhile, heavy falls of between 20 and as high as 57 millimetres have been recorded between Cairns and Ingham since 9 a.m. yesterday. That's put a halt to the cane crushing season right along the coast, with the last of the cane supply to be used up this afternoon in the Herbert and south of Townsville in the Burdekin. There are some harvesters still going, but that's unlikely to last, with more rain on the way. It's the worst possible news for Queensland's most far northern mill, Mossman, which has gone from having the shortest crushing season to what quite possibly will be the longest this year now that it's taking so much extra cane from the Atherton Tableland. Drew Watson's family's been growing sugarcane in the district for three generations and knows every day counts as the harvesters race against the clock and the weather.
I think we're going to have a long weekend. I think we're going to have a couple of days off over the weekend if this forecast is right, but I don't know. We just hope that we don't get too much out of it. But this year, we're really copping it in the neck by the look of it. We're going to go into December.
What's the mood of your other cane-growing colleagues around the district?
Oh, we all know we have to bring Mareeba into the game. We needed more tonnes. We couldn't survive on 500,000 tonne or less. But, yeah, we've got to take a fair bit of pain. We've had pain for 10 years, and it's not let up yet. So it's hard. But there's not much you can do about it. We just have to get through this year again. Every year we seem to say that. I mean, we haven't got a bad crop here. The sugar price is not the greatest, but it's been worse. If we can just get the crop off.
Drew Watson summing up the feeling of every cane grower in North Queensland right now, but particularly in Mossman, where there's still such a large amount of cane to be crushed. But that's not a problem in central Queensland, where Kathleen Calderwood is reporting.
With southern and western areas drought declared, some rain in central Queensland will be very welcome this weekend. Many growers are relying on this rain to sustain their cereal crops through to harvest time. Coastal areas will see rain with the chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, with possible heavy falls. Western areas may see thunderstorms and heavy falls this afternoon. Now to Eliza Rogers in the Wide Bay Burnett.
Rural communities are cautiously excited about the prospect of rain in the coming days. The Deputy Mayor of the Gympie Regional Council, Tony Perrott, says conditions are extremely dry following on from some severe frost last month, which killed off pastures. But he says an early start to spring will restore some hope.
Well, it's right across the region. It's not graziers, but the dairy farmers, anyone that just relies on natural rainfall, crop farmers, lucerne farmers, they'll be looking for moisture coming into the spring to get their crops to grow. So there is a desperate need for rain, because if we don't get rain and the weather warms up, we're going to see not only pastures continue to diminish, but the water's going to become critical. And I know particularly in the west of the region, with the rainfall that we did receive in autumn, didn't really run much water about. So the dams, if they are not dry, they're certainly dropping back. The creeks haven't run for a long time, so there is a desperate need for some rain and early start to the season. But look, in saying that, while the Bureau are talking this system up, we've seen these sorts of things previously, and we won't count it until we actually see the rainfall in the gauge.